What did Jackie Onassis, Woody Allen, Mel Gibson, Uma Thurman, Ethan Hawke, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Michael Douglas all have in common? They have used the most advanced stroller in the world, the McLaren. The modern stroller began in the early 1960s when a retiree picked up his daughter and new granddaughter at a British airport. To help them through the airport, he had to struggle with a bulky, heavy stroller. This battle marked the end of old-fashioned strollers. Strollers of the world had no idea what they'd come up against with this retiree, Mr. Owen Findlay McLaren. McLaren, a retired aeronautical engineer, had worked on the Spitfire, the first all-metal fighter plane built for the Royal Air Force. McLaren had helped design the Spitfire's undercarriage, or landing gear, and he knew the essentials of successful landing gear. It must be very strong, and also lightweight, and of course it must fold up into the plane. This gave McLaren all the knowledge he needed to improve the plight of mothers and fathers around the world. McLaren used his knowledge of lightweight, load-bearing airplane structures to build a durable, lightweight stroller. In 1965, he used some aluminum tubing, a piece of canvas, and lightweight wheels to build a prototype. His stroller weighed less than 6 pounds and collapsed with a flick of the wrist. The key to McLaren's stroller was the X-shaped mechanism underneath and at the back. These two X-shaped hinges let it get narrower as well as flatter when folded. Older, heavier strollers folded flat, but since his folded up tall and thin, it was much easier for a parent to carry or store. He filed for a patent in July of 1965, and his first stroller went on sale in 1967. That year he made 1,000 in a stable converted to manufacture the stroller. But within 9 years, production was over 600,000 a year, and today about 10 million have been sold. But don't think this stroller is only a relic of a World War II prop plane. McLaren kept his eyes on the new jets for the age in designing his stroller. I want you to examine the wheels of a stroller. In his first prototypes, McLaren had a single wheel on each axle, but found he could steer straighter if he used double wheels, and the ride improved if he put a tiny suspension spring between each pair of wheels. If you'd like to see the inspiration for this, the next time you're at an airport, examine the landing gear of a jet. You'll find it nearly identical.